Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach Aleph. Yuma Daf Samach Aleph, and we will talk about a topic that comes up implicitly throughout the daf. The Gemara here quotes a machlokes that comes up over and over again. What happens if some of the blood spills out in the middle of the avoda? Let's say, as we saw, that the Kohen Gadol does 16 sprinkles in the Kodesh Kodashim. He does Achas Amala V'Sheva L'mata from the Dam of the Par, and then Achas Amala V'Sheva L'mata Dam of the Seir. Let's say in the middle, something spills out. Right, so what's the halacha? So that is a machlokes tanoim. Right, the machlokes tanoim that we had in the Mishnah on Daf Samach, on yesterday's Daf. The Tanakhama holds, you have to start again, you have to get more blood and start again for the beginning of that set. Let's say if some of it spilled out in the middle of the Kodesh Kodashim Hazayos, so you have to start again from the beginning of that set. If it spills out after that, or in the middle of the Hazayos in front of the Paroches, then you have to start again at the beginning of that set. And of course, the Mizbeach Hazavos, the three sets that are involved. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon argue, and they say, no, you start again and you pick up from exactly where you left off. Mimakum Shepasak, Mishamu Maschil, right, from that point, that is where you start. And the Gemara goes through here, the different Makoros, between where this applies, again, going through each of the permutations wherever one stopped and couldn't continue the avoda. So what's the Nekudas of Machlokas? What is the Nekudas of Machlokas here? What's the root of the Machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon? So there's a fascinating tshuva of the Chelkas Yaakov. At the end of that tshuva, he relates to this question of what the machlokas is in our Gemara, and that's going to be today's topic, which is Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvos, that we will talk about. But before we get there, so the tshuva is, you think about this question, but it's he brings in five or six different shas sugyas. Be'inyan Bachur, there's a boy that's becoming bar mitzvah on the second night of Pesach. His birthday is the second day of Pesach, and that's when he will become a bar mitzvah. He has one kezias of matzah for Pesach. When does he eat it? That's the question. So you might say, okay, let him eat it the first night. The first night, it's the mitzvah daraisa matzah, but he's not bar mitzvah yet. So is he at all mechuyev at all? Should he eat it the first night, and then he won't have anything for when he's chayev daraisa? But the second night itself is only a mitzvah derabanan in chutz laretz we're talking about. So he has a, what do you do? So on the first night, he's not even mechuyev at all, but it's a mitzvah daraisa, he's a mechuyev in chinuch, and on the second night, there's no mitzvah daraisa to eat, but now he's a bar chiyuva on a daraisa level in other mitzvahs. So what do you do with this piece of matzah? That's his shayla. B'dar shayla so, be'echash, this is Chalkas Yaakov, Arachayim Simen Reishay. Chalkas Yaakov is a Yaakov Reish, is a Rav in Switzerland for many years. This is the shayla, be'echash nasa bar mitzvah below sheni shel pesach, ve'ein lo rak kezayis matzah mitzumsam. That's all he has. Im sorach lechol zeh hakezayis bal harishon, shechiyev matzah hu daraisa, rak hu atzmo rak midrabanan mitam chinuch. He's only midrabanan, or on the second night where he's a bar chiyuv min haTorah, even the mitzvah. So he says maybe it relates to five different sugyas. He says maybe this relates to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that we had a lumda shir about this a couple of years ago, and that is about lo sasur. Is every drabanan really a daraisa? Right, remember the Ramban. The Rambam says every time I listen to the Rabbanan, I'm really fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of following the Rabbanan of lo sasur kechol asher yorucha. So maybe according to the Rambam, Durabanan is daraisa, so on the second night when he eats the matzah, he's really fulfilling a daraisa. So he should wait. He should wait and do it then. On the first night, at most, it's durabanan of chinuch. On the second night, it's the mitzvah daraisa, because when you do a durabanan, unless the mitzvah of chinuch is also, but let's see. Vashkava rishona nira lechora, the yocha belel sheni, l'shitas harambam. Maybe he should eat it on the second night, according to the Rambam. Perak Aleph Hilchas Mamrim, Sefer Mitzvah, Shorash Aleph, Dal Mitzvah, Sasei Durabanan, Over B'Laval Tassur. You violate Bal Tassur. Ukebir Mefarshin, Draklinin Safik. Right, remember how to answer that question? The Ramban answered the Rambam. If you say every Durabanan is a Daraisa, so what about the principle of Sovi Durabanan Lakula? So the answer that many Achronim give is that the second it's a Safik, Memelid falls away. It's not that every Vade Durabanan is a Vade Daraisa, but the second it's a Safik, the Rabbanan said, don't worry about it. So, Rakhlin Yin Safe killed Rabbanan Midaraisa. Tahachi Asni Bitakanasam. Right, big topic. Imkain Beyon Beishu Bar Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Afsha mitzvah ba'atzma rak derabanan mishum baltasim uchim in haTorah. So maybe according to the Rambam, you should wait. And what about the Ramban? The Ramban says, no, every derabanan is a derabanan. So then maybe it doesn't make a difference. The road derabanan you should do it the first night. There's another Ramban. There's another Ramban. And we had a shiur about this also a couple of weeks ago. The mitzvah of chinuch, is it on the son or is it on the father? Achlokas Rashi Tosis and Brachas Daf Memches, the Ramban seems to say, Kadabizas chinuch rak al ha'av. V'lo'ala ben klal. The mitzvah is on the father. The son is mechuyev. The son is not a bar chiyuv. He's not a bar das. So really, the chiyuv is on the father. And if the chiyuv is on the father, pshita, you should wait. Because the first night, the son has no chiyuv at all. Zero. But the second night, he at least has a chiyuv d'rabbanan. So on both of them, you should wait. Oh. So then he says, maybe you should eat it the first night. Why? Because we have the principle of ones. Ksubas daf gimel, ksubas daf beis. Ones kaman da'ovid, ones kaman da'lo ovid. You could say ones kaman da'lo ovid. I did not vary about ones. So ki'ilu Hashem says, okay, it's as if you didn't do it. What about a mitzvah? That's a big sugya. Could we say ki'ilu I did it? By some mitzvahs, yeah. By some mitzvahs, no. By result-oriented mitzvahs, you can't really say that. Right? It's as if you did it. Right? So what about matzah? Right, is that result-oriented, or Hashem can say, oh, it's as if you did it. So he goes into that sugya. And then he says, well, whose matzah is it? Is it the father? Who owns the matzah? Is it the father's matzah, or is it the son's matzah? Maybe that makes a difference. Akar is bonin is near benito didon. Imakazayis matzah shayach lo ha'av shua bayilam alav. If the father owns the matzah, like in most cases, the father's the one, the kid doesn't have any money. Nirev vadai, jikayim mitzah b'lel aleph. It's his mitzvah, it's his matzah, it's his mitzvah on the first night. On the second night, right, he's Baruch Shem Tarani, right, he's not connected anymore, so it's not his mitzvah. So the second night, the son gets the mitzvah, the father gets nothing. The first, it's the father's matzah. So the father's matzah, maybe sure the first night, so at least he gets a mitzvah that night. It's a mitzvah of chinuch. Does that mitzvah mutar lachancho? Mashingin b'lal sheni, lachash nasek far bar mitzvah. He's already a bar mitzvah. The Rama quotes, "Bagan Avram baruch shem tarani mion shor zolzeh ein chiyuv chinuch kfar la'av." Yes, in a general sense, the chinuch never stops. And remember, Yaakov bikeish Yaakov leishiv shalva and adio moso. A person has to be mechanic for children. But in the halachic sense, technically, the mitzvah of chinuch finishes at Godless. V'yim kein v'adai ein lo la'av levatel mitzvah chinuch. Hamutel es alav. The father shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of chinuch. That's on him. Av shehi rak midrabanan. B'chleish yuchal b'no l'kayim b'lel beiz mitzvah hamutel alav. But that's his mitzvah, not my mitzvah. And it's my matzah. V'av shehi b'adrara daraisa. And even though it's connected to the daraisa, kivan she'ena av makayim b'zeh shum mitzvah. So, ubana ladun. So maybe he gets into the sugya of doing something. She'ein omrim la'echa levatel mitzvah derabanan. Then she chaver yikayim b'zeh mitzvah daraisa. Should I be mevatel mitzvah derabanan purely so my son can be mekayim a mitzvah that smacks of a daraisa on the second night? Back and forth. Fascinating. And then he says, v'ashela denan. I have another option. Maybe. Well, he continues. Maybe he gets into the sugya. We had a whole. This was what we had a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha about this a couple years ago. Remember the long-term, short-term view of mitzvos. Remember, a person's in jail. He can get out of jail one day a year. What does he do? Does he get out of jail today, right away, in my virna mitzvos, or do you wait till like a special day, like Purim or Yom Kippur, v'chulu? Right, what do you do in that circumstance? Right, what happens if, remember the case of the Stechemed, the person is ill, he can only fast one day. This is a similar type of a question. He can only fast one day in this month. If he fasts one day, so then he'll be pikuach nefesh, he won't be able to fast again for another month. Does he fast on Tzom Gedalia, or does he fast on Yom Kippur? If he fasts on Tzom Gedalia, that he knows that I'll have to eat on Yom Kippur. So maybe he shouldn't, because Yom Kippur is Daraisa. So Gedalia is Rabbana, but this comes first. So maybe it relates to that sugya, short-term, long-term. So finally, the last paragraph, he talks about our sugya. It says, maybe he should split it in half. Maybe he should eat a half a kazayas on the first night, and a half a kazayas on the second night. So does that work? So he says, that gets into the sugya of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvos. We know the Gemara tells us later on in Yuma, right, B'ez Hashem, I'll have this in 2 weeks. Ayin gimel amabez, ayin dalam and aleph. Chatzi shir usur min ha-Torah, we paskin. Right, to eat a half a kazayas of not kosher, right, that is an Isser da'araisa. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we paskin, that's an Isser da'araisa without an onesh. Right, there's no onesh. Just a mitzvah, an Isser da'araisa. So, and there's two makaros, either it's based on a svara, chazi le'itztarufe, right? It's combinable, because this could combine with another chazi shir, so then that's the svara for chazi shir asvara tar, or it's based on xeris akasif. Ko chalev, any amount of chalev, non-kosher fat, is going to be asr, even chazi shir. So, does chazi shir apply to mitzvos? Does it apply to mitzvos? If I only have a half kazayas matzah, is there any point, can I make a berachas mitzvah, is there any point in eating in half a kazayas matzah? So, says the, here in the Chelkos Yaakov, in the name of the Marsham, some say that's the machlokis in our Gemara, about what happens if some of the blood spills. Do you have to start again at the beginning of the set, or just continue what you're up to? If you say that you start at the beginning of the set, because what do you do? Part is nothing. Part is nothing. You didn't do anything yet. Chatzi shir is nothing. Right? So therefore, start again from the beginning of the set, because what you did is kamisha eno. Right? Or do we say that so what you did is significant, chatzi shir is something that's significant by mitzvos, and therefore, even if you did part, you can continue from where you left off. So the Marsham suggests, maybe that's the machlokas here. Reisi, Bedarki Shalom Lamar Sham Reisi, she said, Tali, but plucked to the Ramey of Rabbi Lazar Bshimon. Be Yuma Samach Aleph. Gabi Avoda Shalom Nigmara, Kemisha Eina. Oh, Havi Avoda Ksas. Vimkin Lachora, the Yochal Bechol Laila, Rachati Shir. Vikaim Ksas Mitzvah Beshne Lelos. But he says, Misvara Eino Kain, I don't think it's correct. So let's talk about this for a little bit. The Menachas Chinuch has this suffix. Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Vav. In Mitzvah Vav, the Menachas, why is it Mitzvah Vav? That's Mitzvah of eating Karban Pesach. He has this suffix. Vim elo shir kezayis, the Mitzvah lecha bachas b'kashir. Im hu chayiv min ha-Torah kamo lav dechatzi shir. Just like it applies to Averos, does it also apply to Mitzvos? Hachanami chatzi shir mitzvah ika. O dilma, lav mitzvah hi klal. V'ein odoma lechatzi shir gabi yisurim, or maybe not. Ayin Mishal Amelach, Paragal Milchot Chavitz Matzah, Halach HaZayin, Umar Rit Al Gazi, Hevi Deos, they quote different days. So he has this, this question. So again, certain mitzvos, it's obvious that we're not going to say Chatzi Shir is significant. If I only have Hadassim and Aravos, and I don't have a Lulav and Esrog, right, that's Ma'akvim Ze'ezer, there's no mitzvah to take Hadassim and Aravos. That's not Chatzi Shir. That's, Chatzi Shir means where you're just lacking in quantity. But the quality is there. If you only have half of the minim, that's nothing. That's nothing. What if I put half a makeh on my roof? I surround the roof with half a makeh. So, obviously that's not going to be anything. Half a makeh is no makeh. It's a result-oriented mitzvah, right? If I put half of a kli into the mikvah for tefilas kelim, that's meaningless. Certain halves are for sure nothing, because it's a reality that has to be achieved, and you don't have it. But this is matzah. This is matzah. So if I eat a half a kezayis of matzah, is that significant? Is that like half a makeh? Right? Or is that, no, that's like half a piece of treif, which, you know, is I'm not allowed to eat either. How do you look at, and is that relatable to half hazayos? Right? The hazayos here, right? Are hazayos comparable to those? So assuming that hazayos are comparable to half a kezayis of matzah, then you have this shaila. So this is the shaila of the Achronim. The Shus Yaakov in Simen Yud Ches asked this question: Al dvar shmisha ein lo rak pachos mi kezayis matzah nearly she ein kan chiyuv klal. It's nothing. There's no point in eating half a kezayis. The achila kezayis mashba. Achila means kezayis. And what's my raya? He quotes the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Taf Pei Hei, the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if somebody makes a shvua not to eat matzah? They make a shvua. Right? Let's say, at one point during the year, they had some matzah, and it gave them a terrible stomach ache. Terrible stomach ache. Right? Whatever it is, constipation, matzah sometimes does that. If they make a shvua, I swear I'm never going to eat matzah. So that shvua chal. What happens when Pesach comes? What happens when Pesach comes? Shvua shelo ochel matzah stam, osur lechol matzah v'lo Pesach. That shvua is chal. He's not allowed to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Omar, shvua shelo ochel matzah v'lo Pesach, lo kev ochel matzah v'lo Pesach. If he takes a shvua that is specifically against the mitzvah, then that's called mushpa v'yomim mehar Sinai. Right? So you can't make a shvua against that. But if it's stam, then it includes the whole year, which is not a mitzvah, and it includes the Lila, the night of Pesach too. So ask the Shvus Yaakov, A person makes more not to eat matzah. What does he mean, pashtus, not to eat matzah? A kezias. So why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say, let him at least eat half a kezias of matzah? See, he's not violating his shvuah, but he's getting the mitzvah. Let him do that. Oh, it must be he's not getting the mitzvah. It must be that half a kezias of matzah is not the mitzvah anyway. So what are you doing? Doesn't help. It doesn't help. And therefore, that's what the Shvus Yaakov says, Elavadei Pashut, Tekiva De'ino Ochal Kishir, Lav Mitzvahi. It must be that it is not a mitzvah. Not all Achronim agree. The Birke Yosef, the Chida, says, I think there is something to do, eat. I think half a kazayis is something. Vizecha Ladavar, Mitakayim Alon Chatzi Shir, Aser Min HaTorah. V'wadin, De'ika, Ksas Mitzvah B'chatzi Shir. There is Ksas mitzvah by Chatzi Shir, even though it's not a full mitzvah. Below ye el zechar mitzvah tzarach lachol, you eat it. Do you make a bracha? Probably not. Probably don't make a bracha. Birchas ha-mitzvah. But birchas hanenin, you have to make even on a tiny amount, right? Even just tasting. You have to make a birchas hanenin. But birchas mitzvah lachor or not. We discussed this a little bit already we had a separate shir a couple of months ago about eating kachim. The mitzvah of eating kachim. Where did Chatzi Shir come up? Let's remember, wasn't so long ago. Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, right? Back at the beginning of Taraf Bakalfi, where, remember, the Gemara spoke about Shimon HaTzadik, and before, in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, all these Nisim took place, the Goral always went up in the right hand, and the Lashon of Zaharis was Malbin, and the Lechem HaPanim was satiating. Everybody just ate a little bit, and it was satiated, and it was wonderful. And afterwards, the tsnuim weren't interested because the lechem upon him wasn't satiating. And the language of the Gemara there, if you remember, la mites lamad aleph, mikan ve'elach, after Shimon HaTzadik, nishtalcha me'era bim omer b'shei alechem, lechem upon him, v'chal goin magia kipula mitzri. Every coin only received the size of a bean. V'tsnuin moshech nesideim, v'tsnuin stopped taking from the lechem upon him. V'gargaranim nodlim v'ochlim, and the gluttons, you know, grabbed and took. So was it a mitzvah to take a size of a pull? The tznuim didn't want to take any more. Why not? Isn't there a mitzvah of achilas matzah, right? Achilas lechem upon him? So maybe you'll say this was the shir that we had. Maybe the mitzvah of eating kachim is different. Maybe that's sheyehi ne'echal. Remember, this was the Chassam Sofer and the Beis Halevi. The mitzvah is sheyehi ne'echal, not that I should eat it. Unlike Korban Pesach, that's an exception to the rule. Every Jew has to eat a kezias of Korban Pesach. But all other kachim, is there a mitzvah for any kohen to eat the karbanos? Or make sure that it is eaten and that it doesn't become nosar? So maybe that's why this is different. But if you don't say that chiddush, then maybe this sugya, this is what the Tosafot Yeshanim says, maybe this relates to achilas heyef kezias, right? Says the Tosafot Yeshanim here. There wasn't a complete mitzvah. This sugya relates, but again, karbanos is a different category. Karbanos might be similar, just to mention it, because it's very lamaisa. Comes up by kiddush also. By Kiddush, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush. So what's the mitzvah of Kiddush? Three levels. Mitzvah of the rice of Kiddush, to say the words. Zachas Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh. Next level down is to say it al hakos. There's a day in Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim that that's also daraisa, but we paskin just the first day, just the words. But then there's a third day about drinking the wine. There's a mefarish in Nazir, the fake Rashi. The mefarish in Nazir says even drinking the wine is daraisa. We don't paskin that way. But let's see, according to that day, how much of the wine has to be drunk? How much of the wine has to be drunk? So, Mali Lugmav, Rov Revius. Who has to drink that? Who has to drink that? So that's 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch. Lechad Chila, we try to be machmer like the Gaonim. The Makadish drinks the wine. The Makadish drinks the wine, a Rov Revius. What happens though, if somebody wants to be Machabi to grandfather with making Kiddush, but the grandfather can't drink a Rov Revius? So what's the next level? The next level is for one person to drink a Rov Revius. One person to drink a Rov Revius, that is second level. Third level, the Ritva in Eirvin quotes this, if everybody together drinks a Rov Revius, if you split it up, so then Memela, if you pass it around, then it can combine. So again, there too, everybody is drinking just a little bit. But again, it can combine, because maybe the point is, it should be, the kosher bracha should be drunk. not that any one person has a chiyuv. But either way, this is a discussion of whether chatzi shir, and maybe that's the nekudas machlokas here in our gemara. What's the svara? We'll just end with this. Why should it apply to mitzvahs, and why shouldn't it apply to mitzvahs? It applies to averus. It applies to averus. The gemara says we pass in chatzi shir asam na Torah. If I eat a half a kazayis, I'm not kosher. I get an iser daraisa. Iser daraisa. I don't get punished by Beis Din because I need to do the full shear for the punishment. So maybe the Sechemet has this. Maybe it depends on the source. And maybe how you understand the source. Remember, there are two sources of chatzi shear. Maybe we'll talk about this more on the Afayin Dalet. Is it Xeris HaKasev? Call Chalev, Xeris HaKasev. So if it's Xeris HaKasev, it's special. It's only by Isurim. It's only by Isurim. Well, you can't extend Xeris HaKasev. If it's based on a Svara, well, if you eat this, if you eat another half a kazayas, that's going to be significant. So what does that mean? That what you're doing now is already on the way. It already is possible that this is going to combine. Two zeros don't equal a one. If it's going to equal a one, it must be that this is significant itself. Chazilis darufe. So maybe you would apply it to mitzvahs also. Chazilis darufe is a svar that maybe applies to mitzvahs. Or maybe maybe the chakira is, how do you understand chazilis darufe? Is that a practical way or fundamental? What am I talking about? Right, the Achronim discuss, what if I eat a half a kezayis of chametz the last 10 seconds of Pesach? So it will never combine. This half a kezayis of matzah will never combine to become the shear. What if I eat a half a koseves the last 15 seconds of Yom Kippur? So I will never violate lo se'una. Right, so is that chazil and sarufe? How do you understand chazil and sarufe? It's combinable. Does that mean lemaisa? It's combinable, and therefore this is going to be usur. Or no, it's not lemaisa. It's combinable because it's combinable. That reflects that this itself is significant, even if in this particular case it's not combinable. But it reflects that this is significant, and therefore even the last second of Pesach, you know, one would violate. Rabbi Chana talks about this. Go b'chiyur baba basra simin shin samach zayin. So again, maybe that's the question about whether it should apply to mitzvahs. If it's a reflection that this is significant, then maybe it could apply to mitzvahs too. If it's just lemaisa, it can lead, so maybe you wouldn't be so quick to extend it because it's a chiddush by Isurim. Either way, this is some of the discussion of chatzi shir, whether it could apply to mitzvahs. Okay, we will stop here.